Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
A second election candidate in this programme, and we travel to the Glenfarber constituency, where our second candidate this morning has chosen to contest the seat. He's Matthew Wadsworth, married, one son. Good morning to you, Mr. Wadsworth.
Good morning, John.
33, I think I've got that right.
That's correct.
Lives in St. John's, a senior manager in British Gas before moving to the island. He's a bank commercial analyst. Now, you may have to explain to listeners, what is a bank commercial analyst?
I work for a bank looking at bits of statistics and numbers to make sure things are commercially viable.
So you're a statistics man, aren't
you? I am, yes.
You say a major bank. Can you tell us which bank?
I work for Barclays.
Barclays Bank. I've put my career on hold, so politics is something of a hiatus. Are you planning to go back to banking after you've had your go in politics?
It's a long-standing desire to better our community. I've put my career on hold because I need to make sure that the island's viable for my children going forward.
So you're going to save the island and then go back to banking?
I will do my time in politics and then whatever the electorate decide. If they elect me again in 5 years' time, if I get in this time, I will stay.
So as long as they want you, you'll stand. You won't just do 5 years.
I will stand as long as I'm wanted.
Should more businessmen consider going into politics, in your view?
Definitely. I think the current MHKs that we have don't necessarily have the commercial skills needed to tackle the issues that we're now facing.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, do you think enough are going in at the moment? Have you seen enough coming forward?
I don't. I'm disappointed that a number of people that are going forward don't have the commercial experience, the skills that are needed to tackle the deficit we're now facing.
So what skills do you bring to the party?
I have a lot of experience of analysing different processes and knowing which questions to ask when you're brought bits of legislature or recommendations from the civil service. It's very important to be able to challenge that data if you feel that it's not correct.
Do you have the ability to take the people with you? Because in the next 5 years, people are going to have to be persuaded to tighten their belts and undergo some fairly unpleasant cuts, I think.
There is some challenges. We've got to stand in it together. I'm very fortunate that I'm in a similar position to the majority of people on this island. I'm not a multimillionaire here for tax reasons. I'm a normal working family man that is in a similar situation to the majority of the people on the island.
Well, you've chosen to contest Glenfarber, which is a farming area. We've just had the Royal Show at Knockaloe. Is the meat plant's future assured?
It's a difficult one.
It is.
It needs to be dealt with. We need to make sure that there is a viable meat plant on the island.
But how do we do that? They've been wrestling with that problem for some years now, haven't they?
They need to work with the farmers and also ensure that there's a viable market and outlet for the products of the meat factory.
But if you were Agriculture Minister or Environment Minister in charge of agriculture, do you feel you could bring the farmers with you and say, use the meat plant? Because, of course, we have another meat plant possibly down the line.
That's something you've got to do when you look at the facts and the figures. It has to be, at the end of the day, commercially viable meat plants. We can't keep throwing bad money after bad money after bad money.
So you've if it continues making a loss, you'd knock it on the head?
It's got to be done in a way that is, if there is a commercial alternative there that is beneficial to the island, then it needs knocking on the head. If not, it needs that subsidy.
Including shipping off the island all our livestock?
I don't think shipping things off the island is necessarily the best answer for the Isle of Man.
You cite health and education as the critical areas that I believe you feel must be protected?
That's correct, yes.
So where would the money come that would enable that protection to take place?
We've got to review our processes within the government. We have numerous HR departments across multiple sites for one employer.
Human resources, you referred to?
Yes, human resources. There's no centralised services within the government that are effectively working.
They've brought together the financial services, though, haven't they?
They have brought together some financial services, but they haven't then streamlined the process and followed that through. There's huge cost savings that could be made across government without
bring together everything that can be brought together.
Yes, economies of scale, and then look at the processes that are following. We're following antiquated processes within the government without actually challenging why we're following those processes.
Matthew Wadsworth, who's contesting the Glenfarber constituency on the 29th of September, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.